From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish officials continue to arrest judges and military officers in connection with a coup attempt, detaining more soldiers Sunday. Justice Minister Bekir Bozdag said around 6,000 people have been detained and that the number will increase. Those in custody include the commander of the 3rd Army Corps, General Erdal Ozturk, who could face charges of treason. Other high-ranking military officials flew to neighboring Greece by helicopter and requested political asylum. Turkish media reports say some of those who fled are believed to be among the architects of the coup. Thousands of Turkish citizens packed Ankara's Kilisat Square, downtown Istanbul, and the coastal city of Izmir Saturday night to shout their support of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his government after the failed coup attempt by some of the country's military. Crowds waved flags at the late-night rallies and chanted their determination not to let anything or anyone divide the country. Police have arrested two more people in connection with the attack on the French resort city of Nice, bringing the number of people in custody for the assault to 7. Officials say a man and a woman were arrested Sunday morning. Police gave no indication why they were detained as authorities tried to determine if the attacker was acting alone. A grieving France entered its second of 3 days of national mourning Sunday for the 84 people who were killed when a truck barreled through a Bastille Day celebrations on the seafront Promenade des Anglais for 2 kilometers. This is VOA News. Leaders of the African Union, facing the aftermath of deadly violence in South Sudan and rising antipathy toward the International Criminal Court, gathered in the Rwandan capital for their 27th summit, which opened Sunday. The summit followed days of fighting between rival forces and hundreds of deaths in South Sudan, as well as new UN warnings of imminent catastrophe if a fragile truce reached earlier in the week in the capital Juba fails to hold. At least 300 people in the city were killed between July 8th and 11th in fighting between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and longtime opponent First Vice President Riek Machar before violence subsided. Scores of demonstrators in Vietnam's capital gathered to support an international tribunal's rejection of China's claims in the South China Sea were hustled away by police before their rally started. The protesters were meeting Sunday at the landmark Hoan Kiem Lake, a common spot for demonstrations in Hanoi, when police forces descended on them. Vietnam has a history of clamping down on protests, fearful the rallies could stir dissent. The Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration recently ruled against China in a case filed by the Philippines about China's historical claim to about 90% of the South China Sea, which is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Bangladesh police have arrested a professor who allegedly rented an apartment to the perpetrators of the cafe attack in the capital that left more than 20 people dead earlier this month. Ghiasuddin Hassan, a professor at North South University in Dhaka, has been detained along with his nephew and apartment manager for failing to register the tenant's information as required by law when they moved in May. Police said Hassan was arrested late Saturday for renting the house to the Gulshan Cafe attackers and hiding information, and said that the man had gathered at the flat before the attack. The statement said police recovered sandbags at the apartment, which they suspect were used to hide grenades and other explosives. A majority of Americans have grown pessimistic about race relations in the United States. According to a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 63% of Americans think the country's race relations are in bad shape, a jump from 48% earlier in the year in another poll. Among African Americans, 72% are pessimistic about race relations. The increased hopelessness can be attributed largely to the most recent string of killings of black men at the hands of police officers and the shooting of police officers by a black man in Dallas, Texas. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.